You are listening to The Repository. People usually laugh when I tell them about my strong belief in the existence of prehistoric advanced technology and great civilizations of alien overlords. They usually stop laughing when I zap them with the proton ray gun I found at the city dump. Welcome to the repository. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Anything worth doing is worth doing well. The quality goes in before the name goes on. If you believe any of the foregoing, tune away while you can. Before it's too late.
To him. Best damn bar you'll ever know. A funky little joint called the Water and Hole.
Water and Hole, Water and Hole. Gotta get back to the Water and Hole.
A lot of folks say the Water and Hole is just a dive. Get ready for the very best time of your life. Dance all night, got the funkiest band in town. No need to fight, nothing but good friends around. Best damn bar you'll ever know. It's just a funky little joint called the Waterin' Hole.
Missy, bring me a Bud Light, will ya?
Waterin' Hole, Waterin' Hole. Gotta get back to the Waterin' Hole.
Here I got those in New York. Don't you come hearing me on the night. Burning flames have flamed in the depths of my jaws. Whom I have prepared as cups for a wedding. All the flowers in their beauty, for the chamber of righteousness. Stronger are your feet of the barren stone, and the mightier are your voices in the manacled wind.
Oh, my gypsy, my gitana, my Selena, where you fade for the dawn to turn to earnest. Oh, a sunny land in Spain. My gitana, my Selena, more delicious than a dove, with your hair aflame with roses and your lips alight with love.
Take two devilish nymphets hiding from the police. Put them in a forest more ominous than death and listen to their screams. Screams of horror when they learn what fate awaits them as caged virgins. Some places possess an evil of their own, where the air is thick with the shrieks of tortured souls. Where the earth tries to swallow every trace of those foolish mortals who dare trespass. Such a place is this forgotten chateau, for it is the domain of monstrous creatures more dead than alive. Depraved walking corpses that perish with the sun, then rise again each night to ravish young maidens in a lust for blood. Caged virgins. Although most prisons have bars, they can also hold their captives by other means.
We've come back to the chateau. Oh, this way.
Some cages exist solely in the mind. They are often the most escape-proof traps of all.
Our men will soon return from their hunting. But meanwhile, we have these two.
They are virgins. They will perpetuate our race. Give them to Louise. They must be told what awaits them. They will serve us and be initiated.
Initiated? You have to. You cannot be both virgin and vampire.
I want you to make love to me before you go into the chateau. Probably the only chance I'll ever have. No one's ever made love to me.
How often the promise of heaven has guided a man down the path to hell. True love blooms anywhere, but when it destroys another relationship, the penalty can be severe.
Tell me where he is.
Caged virgins. Journey into the unknown and a study of the unspeakable things lurking in the minds of beasts. Things which might also exist in the darkest shadows of us all. Caged Virgins, coming soon. Rated R.
You are listening to The Repository. I am often asked for a photograph. I don't have a photograph, but you can have my footprints. They're upstairs in my socks.
To find the general, I know where he is. I know where he is. I know where he is. If you want to find the general, I know where he is. In Paris at the Folies Bergère. I saw him. In Paris at the Folies Bergère. I saw him in Paris at the Folies Bergère. If you want to find the colonel, I know where he is. I know where he is. I know where he is. If you want to find the colonel, I know where he is. He's pinning another medal on his chest. I saw him. I saw him. Pinning another medal on his chest. I saw him. Pinning another medal on his chest. If you want to find the major, I know where he is. I know where he is. I know where he is. If you want to find the major, I know where he is. He's brewing up another pot of tea. I saw him. I saw him. Brewing up another pot of tea. I saw him brewing up. up another pot of tea. And if you want to find the sergeant, I know where he is. I know where he is. I know where he is. If you want to find the sergeant, I know where he is. He's drinking up the company rum. I saw him, drinking up the company rum. I saw him, drinking up the company rum. And if you want to find the privates, I know where they are. I know where they are. I know where they are. If you want to find the privates, I know where they are. They're hanging on the old barbed wire. I saw 'em hanging on the old barbed wire. I saw 'em hanging on the old barbed wire.
I almost saw where the odd socks went. Through a tiny hole in the dryer vent, there were stars. Thought I saw a woolen argyle swirling in space. In an old cotton gym sock from that cross-country race, amongst the stars. I could project each one's orbit, every gentle ellipse, as stockings and booties and toe socks turn flips. In the spare light of Vega, or Orion, or the Tanya Borealis. Enough socks to clog up an Indian palace. That Taj Mahal thing. Were they black and brown green and umpteen shades of gray? It was so dim that I couldn't say if they were chartreuse, or magenta, or ecru, or beige. Wheat? No. Rust? No. Robin's egg? No. And definitely not orange. When I came to my senses, I was stuck in the crawl space. That's over the laundry room. Under my place. I almost saw where the odd socks went. Through a tiny hole in the dryer vent, there were stars.
I remember the day that I decided to come to Hollywood. It was very unexpected. I was what you would call a young man that didn't get along well with teachers. I always felt that grown people didn't have all answers and tried to bully us and make us think they did. School was very boring. When I was planning to go back to school, this was my 18th birthday, I was getting ready to graduate. I was at an all-boys school, bad boys, called Jacob A. Riis, Southeast Los Angeles. And you know how you get ready to start back to school, you want your clothes together, and you get sharp, you get ready. I laid my clothes out the night before school started, and my birthday is September 12th, so school happened to hit this year on my birthday. But when I got up the next morning, something said, "You're going to Hollywood today." I started putting on the clothes I was going to wear to school for Hollywood. When my mother discovered that I wasn't going to school and I was standing there holding my hand in the mirror and I said, "Mama, I'm not going to school today." She went crazy. "Like, baby, you got to go to school. It's your last semester. You're going to graduate, but you got to go to Hollywood today. You don't know nobody. How you going to get out there?" Because I didn't have no car or nothing. You know, we were very poor as far as money. I hitchhiked and walked to Hollywood. When I came out on Rossmore, then to Vine, there's a statue standing there today. I don't know what kind of statue it is. But I stood there and looked at that statue for about 10 minutes. I wasn't praying, I wasn't doing any of that silly shit. I was just looking at the statue. As I turned around and looked up Vine, I started walking slowly because I knew I'm getting close to Hollywood. I walked all the way up to Hollywood and Vine, and I stood on the left corner facing Capitol before you cross over. I stood there about 3.5-4 hours, just looking at the cars, looking at the people moving, people with briefcases. And at that time, Hollywood was spotless. It wasn't the way it is today. It was a different environment, different time, and it really inspired me. I knew that's where I wanted to be. Not necessarily in that movement, but in this place where the movement is. And I went back home 3.5-4 hours later. And 4 days later, some guys asked me to sing bass for them in background called The Upfronts. We made our first record. It was a little local record. It wasn't nothing exciting. But it was very exciting to me, trust me. I was the kid that they saw coming who had his souls. You could hear me coming 2 blocks away flapping. If you were a guy who could read music, had a car, little bankroll, apartment, nice clothes, it wasn't that tough for you. But if you were a young kid, 19, 20 years old, who has 2 children and a third one on the way and refuses to leave them, a kid who was on welfare because he refused to steal anybody's property or take anybody's money, you found life a lot tougher. I came into it knowing what I had to offer. All I had was the will and the love for music. I couldn't read music or write it. No connections, no car, no money, no bankroll, no clothes, no nothing. But what I loved about it was you were always able to meet somebody interesting that was doing something.
You are listening to The Repository. I am sometimes asked, how do you keep up such a grueling pace? My stock answer is, I fortify myself with a beer and a bump, and it's showtime. Thank you.
Thank you.